The story of the ugly duckling might serve as a fitting metaphor as regards many of the insects that live among us, including such lovelies as butterflies and moths. While I personally would not call a caterpillar ugly, I can appreciate that many people consider some of the worm-like larvae to be abhorrent, especially the ones that grow to large size, 3 to 4 inches and big around as a finger, the tomato hornworm, for example. This bright green caterpillar feeds on plants in the potato family and has a seemingly unquenchable appetite for the lush leaves of cultivated garden tomatoes, especially. The moniker hornworm is a reference to a half-inch-long pointed spike on the caterpillar's rear end. It looks foreboding, like a wicked stinger, but in fact, it's a rather soft and harmless feature that might discourage curious predators from attacking this protein-rich animal. I imagine tomato gardeners have nothing but contempt for hornworms, because a single animal can strip a large tomato plant of its leafy growth in a matter of a few nights. Because hornworms feed at night, they often go undetected until after their ravages have occurred. This has been my experience anyway, as my tomato plant skeletons attest. I have a conflicted relationship with the tomato hornworm. While I might loathe the caterpillar for its insatiable appetite for my tomato plants, I truly love the gorgeous moth it becomes as an adult. Variously referred to as a hawk moth and sphinx moth, the adult form of the hornworm is a large insect, similar in shape and flight habits of a hummingbird, and almost as big. Sphinx moths and hummingbirds feed on many of the same flowers, but they do so at different times, the moth at night and the hummingbird by day. Hummingbirds are easily recognized by a long, slender bill they use to probe deep into trumpet-shaped flowers, where nectar is lapped up with its elongated tongue. The sphinx moth also feeds on nectar in deep flowers, hovering in place with wings beating into a blur, while a nearly 2-inch-long tongue uncoils from beneath its head to collect drops of sugary nectar. I've only seen a couple of sphinx moths this year, though I'm certain more will be evident in coming weeks. After denuding my tomato plants and assuming they avoided predators, including parasitic wasps, the once bright green larvae are now hunkered in soil as a brown, egg-shaped pupa, where it is undergoing a metamorphic transformation from worm-like caterpillar to bird-like moth. Arguably physically attractive in their own rights, the two life forms of this one animal could hardly be more different in their respective behaviors. The caterpillar and eater of plants, and the moth a pollinator of plants. While I'm a little disheartened that my tomato plants are all but gone, I find solace in the thought that in coming weeks I will be entertained with flights of fancy performed by lovely sphinx moths that once went by the not-so-lovely name hornworm.